This is exactly right.
Karen, have you heard of Handsome? It's a new podcast from the brilliant comedians Tig Notaro, Fortune Feimster, and Mae Martin.
I have heard of it. People love it. Every week, this handsome trio of hosts takes a question from a famous friend, people like Stephen Colbert, Reese Witherspoon, Jamila Jamil, the Indigo Girls, and then they do their best to answer that question with plenty of hilarious detours along the way.
You're going to love hanging out with Tig, Fortune, and Mae every week, so go check out Handsome wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Listen to a new episode of Handsome every Tuesday.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to another episode of Do You Need a Ride? I'm Chris Fairbanks.
I'm Karen Kilgareth.
And today we are picking up Chris Thayer.
Chris Thayer! I just texted him to say come down. He's watching us from his apartment.
He's very mysteriously is watching us in the car. Where, as you know, we record.
Setting up all of our very high-end equipment. I'm sorry, I'm leaning into this mic. There.
It's okay.
Is that all right?
Got a little hot.
Did it go too hot?
It is a little.
I put it all the way in my mouth.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
It's a good test. It's a good test to do that.
There, here. That's better, right?
Oh, wow.
No?
I don't know. It's hard to... I'll just turn you down a little.
Oh, I moved it down. I thought...
Okay. We're good.
Okay.
It's gonna be great.
Here comes Chris.
He's coming down. And
Should I say sorry right at the beginning?
Uh-huh.
Because especially, I don't know what that podcast is going to turn out like, the one we did last night.
It was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. It makes me nervous to be the guest of my own podcast.
Yes.
But what I was going to say is
Henry Phillips was the guest.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But I felt responsible for, I don't know.
It just was a funny way of wording the description.
Okay.
Usually we have guests. The last show was... Karen Kilgareth was the guest and Henry Phillips was the co-host, but once you got in the car, quickly you
took over.
yeah, of course.
In both giving you directions and conversation.
I just thought it was funny to say it that way.
Oh, I see.
Instead, it was very confusing.
I felt, whatever, it doesn't matter. I have a lot of problems. What I was going to say is we need to start remembering to say, if you like this podcast, please review us on iTunes so that we get good, like, reviews and stuff. And
right.
Thank you for listening because we're so excited to be doing it.
But don't base your review on our show strictly on the intro of this episode.
No, no, no. This episode has nothing to do with the quality
they might be
of our show.
Talk too much about
the past.
Technicals, the past. They live in the past too much. And then they go straight to iTunes reviews. There he is. With a fresh haircut and a satchel bag.
And a fresh attitude of the young and the youth. Hi, Chris Thayer.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in.
Hi.
There's a microphone for your...
mouth.
Your word hole.
Thank you. Are we starting?
We're starting. Oh. Skateboarding. Cool. Skateboarder went by. You missed it, Chris.
Oh, I get excited like a dog does when he sees a skateboarder. I just run up. And I'm like, I do that too, and then I bite him on the ankles.
Chris Thayer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you two?
Good to see you.
Thanks for picking me up.
I'm terrific.
My pleasure.
Oh, it doesn't stop here. It stops at LAX, specifically.
Is this your first LAX trip?
Oh, no. No,
we're
old.
Always go.
We're old hands at LAX drop-offs.
Do you think I should do...
Is this your second LAX trip?
We've done mostly LAX trips.
I'd say it's our seventh.
Oh, I thought you guys were Burbank only.
Oh, no.
Did I tell that to you?
I was under that impression for some reason.
Yeah, no.
I lie a lot. It could have been that.
Usually if we're at Burbank, we're dropping off a magician or some other kind of older Vegas entertainer.
Danny Gans has been in the car a bunch of times.
Oh, God rest his soul. Danny Gans passed away, of course. He was master entertainer. Whoops. We voted 2006. We lost him in 2007.
Oh, I didn't realize you were such a Gans fan.
The peak of his career. Oh. Not only, Chris, did he do impressions, mm-hmm. which I don't know if you have any. He did impersonations and imitations as well as celebrity copies and very good at sleight of hand, close-up magistry.
Celebrity magistry. He would run off some dittos of celebrities that you would think were the original document.
He could almost smell the carbon from the copies that he made.
Chris, when's the last time you went to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Last year, maybe? But it was also the first time I've been to Las Vegas.
First and most recent?
Yeah, and I don't ever want to go back.
I can hear your heart rate.
I'm really excited.
Well, you're in bad luck then, because we're taking you to Vegas.
Hong Kong! Wouldn't it's like one of those Travelocity commercials.
So we are going to the Burbank airport.
Yep.
That guy honked for us.
Hell?
There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Do you feel scared yet in our podcast? Because it's very dangerous.
No, not at all. I drive these mean streets every day.
I got make sure. Yeah. I mean, look at that tagger right there. That guy is ready to spray paint something.
That's racist. Or do you mean the old white guy?
Yes, the old white guy, not the actual kid holding a spray can. I'm not racist.
Chris, did you... Chris Thayer,
yeah.
Did you go to Vegas for fun, for work, and did you win any money?
I did not win any money. I went for fun, and it wasn't that fun.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I'm with you, Chris. Vegas is just a showcase of the bottom feeders of our society.
I went with...
They're there for all the wrong reasons. Whores.
That's why I was there.
Well,
to whore around?
Yeah.
I guess
pause
now
for 1 second while we go over an original Roman road here in Los Angeles.
I thought that was your heartbeat.
Some of the roads in L.A. are so old, they're still cobblestone. That's the history of wherever we are.
Okay, wait. Now, where are you going today, Chris Thayer?
I'm going to New York.
New York City.
Yes.
For comedy?
Yeah, I have like 9 or 10 shows.
Isn't that fun? And probably in the span of 5 days, you could do that.
Last time I was there, I booked it like that, but I'm there for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great.
So I tried to give myself a little bit of free time so I could go to the Apollo.
Nice.
Catch a show.
Of course.
Good.
That's great.
Hope they ask me to perform. Oh, you know how it is to sit in an audience.
Yep. And sometimes they're like, you there. You've got what it takes.
Yeah. I recognize you.
Do you know what you're seeing at the Apollo?
I bet he's not really going.
I'm not really.
Are
they supposed to go with it?
Sometimes I get tricked. And it used to hurt.
It's been one of those times.
But now it just makes me nostalgic for the days I was always tricked. What shows are you doing? Are you excited about anyone in particular?
I'm excited about all of them. They're all pretty good. I think I'm doing Night Train, which I've heard good things about. I'm doing Cabin. I have a bunch of shows at UCB East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are all good shows. They're fun. And people there, do you agree, they listen a little more, the audiences?
I don't know. I haven't been in like 2.5 years. So UCB East wasn't open at that time. The only one of those shows I mentioned that I've done so far is Cabin a couple years ago.
Yeah. I just like, it seems like New York crowds... I don't want to slight Los Angeles people, but they're a little smarter. I moved here to be an improv actor.
Yeah.
And books are for squares. It seems like in New York, a lot of people think books are cool. That being said, I never read.
People in New York, I also think, have lives outside of the media.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what's so respectable to me.
That's what I mean.
It really seems... What is it?
Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
It's just like you could be sitting next to a college professor you know, whatever. There just seems to be a real...
What if he's like a media studies professor, though?
Then you're like, fuck off, pal.
Fuck off, nerd.
Get out of here, douchebag.
You're a bartender now. Make me a nerd. Giblet.
I picked the worst street to drive down. We started and immediately stopped in traffic and... road repairs.
Yeah. This is
perfect for a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, this is the street where Michael Douglas lost his mind in falling down.
Is
like
it?
Just where all the construction was. I like to reference old movies.
I actually don't even live over there. I just wanted more time on the podcast.
Smart. Oh, that's great. That was smart thing.
You're going to do great in
New York. I live right by LAX.
So could we drop you off at your apartment right before?
Yeah, I plan on walking. I was just hoping you could give me a ride back home.
Smart. I live by LAX, and it's very inconvenient for being a comedian. Or I live in Venice Beach. So I'm driving all the time at night.
Uh-huh.
And I regret it all the time until I have to go to the airport. Then it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, then you love it.
How often is that?
The old airport? How often am I gigging?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
How often is it worth it to live where you live?
I'm a bit of a road dog. No. It's, once a month I'm like, well, here I go again.
That's a lot.
Worth it.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
And also the clean air with the negative ions, which is very good for your brain and spirit.
Right.
Out at the beach.
Do I have those?
No, we don't have any here in the...
I'm negative.
Oh, that's true. Wait, let's think about it for a second.
I think that I am...
I'm negative. Can I say this?
Uh-huh.
Chris Thayer and I just worked on the Pete Holmes show together. Recently canceled.
Rest in peace.
Heartbreaking.
Sometimes your best isn't good enough.
And Lord here we are back where we were before. But...
Better at remembering lyrics than me.
Beating you at that. Chris Thayer was our digital content writer.
Yes.
And I loved it because the few things that I ever had to check that he wrote, I didn't have to check. When I looked at them, I was like, word perfect, perfectly spelled, perfectly put together, very solid writing, very, very funny, but not intrusive.
There we go.
So, yeah, I should have said that first.
Now
don't lead off with spelling.
I want you to become a typographer or maybe an editor.
He knew when to indent.
He will not put he is against Oxford commas just like I am.
He puts in semicolons, but he's not flashy about it.
Yeah, he really wants to break that phrase.
A lot of people overuse commas just every time they want to pause.
I'm kind of like that.
Yeah, me too. I love commas.
I actually am bad about semicolons, and I just read a quote from Kurt Vonnegut yesterday where he was saying that they're complete bullshit. They don't signify anything. They're just to show that you went to college.
Semicolons?
Oh, that's funny.
But I didn't go to college, so...
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Take that. Fuck off, Kurt.
Yeah, Vonnegut.
Yeah.
Dead bitch.
Vonnegut, comma, Kurt.
I thought that started as a respectful homage and turned into a total, we scorched that motherfucker.
I felt bad when I read it.
Because
I've been using them like crazy. I love using semicolons. I thought about that, like, if I ever was like I don't think I could get away with a crime because I use semicolons so often. They could easily trace back anything written to me.
That's good.
Give me all your money. Pause.
What's your alibi? These. It's a series of semicolons.
So you're trying to prove you went to college by using them, just
that's
like Kurt Vonnegut said.
Yeah. Just trying to save money, Kurt. Come on.
God, Kurt.
Just got a text. We're a multimedia podcast speaking of digital writing.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to text us. That'd be so awesome.
Oh, it'd be the worst. Why do we keep getting in wrecks?
Text in your questions.
The other, Mike Flynn, who posts our episodes, posts them onto the interweb.
Yes.
He uploads them. I don't know technically what
he's. We just call him Our Man Mike.
He's very happy with the last episode, he said.
Oh, good.
Very great episode.
Has it gone up yet?
I think it just went up. Usually we like to do them for Friday morning. This one will be on next Friday morning.
Nice.
But
I'll still be in New York. I have shows if people want to come. Well, I'll wait till the end. I'll wait till the end. I get it.
Go to an internet cafe and try to look it up.
I guess we can throw our whole format to the wind and talk about what shows you're doing now.
I love a podcast that hides the plugs in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Because they're only for the fans, you know?
That's right.
You can see them at Cabin.
He thinks.
What?
Go then, dude.
Yeah.
You've got it. You've got the floor.
They're not injured enough? Well, that wasn't. I say... Do you say bad things, Chris, when you're in a car?
Oh, yeah.
I just say unspeakable things.
I said a real hurtful thing the other day.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I was driving behind a car that was going really slow, and... Normally I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like if somebody cuts me off or something, or like, you're a fucking asshole, you know? And then I get over it.
Yeah.
But the guy was going slow, which is pretty uncommon. It was on the freeway. And I was like, I thought, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Like, which was a more pointed thing. Yep. Like, you'll never amount to anything because you drive slow. It's like a character flaw.
It's the worst thing you could say to someone in Los Angeles where everyone's trying to be a winner.
Was it audible to him?
No, I didn't even say it out loud.
Oh, wow, you just thought it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not... I mean, I already know you're a nicer person than I...
Oh, my God.
Sometimes...
Yeah, I can control myself.
I don't burp every other concert.
I thought of a burp a minute ago. Let it out.
So you think about the bad things. You don't let them fly out your mouth like me and the word cocksucker and then burps.
No, no.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I actually...
Sometimes.
I was on San Fernando and there were people... I almost saw a train car wreck. You know how they always warn you of like, don't stop on the tracks? Where you're like, who would ever do that? That's so stupid.
Yeah, there's bells and sounds. Also the sound of a train.
But I saw a person stop on the tracks and the bar come down, a white Lexus.
Yeah.
And then the person not back up. Like they thought they were going to gun it through.
Right.
And then the people behind that person getting so close that he couldn't back up.
Ooh.
So I rolled my window down. This is how controlling and what a lunatic I am. I rolled my window down and yelled back up. And then they all backed up. But it was like...
Oh, that's...
You saved a life.
I like to think it was about me. I'm positive it wasn't. But just the idea that it's like, that's an LA driver where they just stay right behind you. Mm-hmm. Even if a train is coming, if you move up, they'll just fill that empty space. Instead of, like, looking at the whole picture.
Oh, would any part of you have felt okay with the fact that it was a Lexus, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see that train run right over.
When the train hit the car, would you have said under your breath, what a loser? Because that's the ultimate in loss. Is
loss of life?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're a loser of your life.
Yeah.
And then some sort of song.
All dead people are losers.
They really are.
That's right.
If you really think about it, break it down language styles.
I'm going to move that so I can see your face.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Yeah, sorry I'm not making eye contact.
It's okay.
That's part of it.
Usually I like to, but the nature of our podcast here in a Honda Fit.
Oh, I love a Honda Fit.
You do?
I came to L.A. in a Honda Fit.
What color?
Shit.
So it's a lie.
It's like a brown?
No, I think it might have been orange.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shit orange.
Kinda, like it looked like a little penny?
Only when
like a coppery... Mm-hmm. I think. I could be completely wrong, by the way. But I think it was a Honda Fit.
And how long ago did you come here?
I came to L.A. in July of 2012, and I was driven by Megan Keister and Alan Strickland Williams, two very funny comedians.
Two of my favorites.
Yeah, I like those guys.
I love them. They're so funny, and they're dating, which is
and
the greatest.
They have a Honda Fit, I think.
So
you guys have a lot in common.
I think. Wait, were either of them San Francisco comics, or were they just coming back down?
They were just coming back down, and they took me and all my stuff.
So awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I really love Megan Keister. She gives me hope for girl comedy in the future.
I sure like her name.
Women.
Yeah.
They prefer the term women.
The sketch group, women? Yeah, I like
God
them too.
God damn it.
God damn it.
You're part of the problem, Karen.
I know.
And it's so ironic because you are a comedian. And E. Comedian-y.
Comedian, like Raggedy Ann.
Yes.
Raggedy Andy. Comedian Andy.
And what,
he's a comedian Andy.
Chris, what's the difference between San Francisco and Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh, like it's like 300 miles away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's more north.
Yeah, it's okay. Farther north. And
politically,
San Francisco is.
Politically.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much more compact. It's like 7 by 7 mm-hmm. miles. And public transportation is used by everyone. Yes. You're down in the streets. Like, you're around people. You're not so isolated.
Yes.
It sounds like you really prefer San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Well, those are the things I miss about it. I don't know. I like L.A. I don't know that I've fallen in love with it, and I don't know what I would say that I like about it to someone.
Stay that way. That's understandable.
Don't fall in love.
Don't. If you fall in love with this city, it makes you harsh.
She'll break your heart twice.
Yeah. The minute you're in love, she turns on you.
Have you guys been through something?
Also, it's
I'm okay.
I think there's nothing to love on purpose. Like, I think people keep it loosey goosey so that people leave because there's too many people here.
I just tell people, like, when people are thinking of moving or whatever, I say, like, yeah, you should. A lot of people that have moved here seem to really like it. Like, I really don't know what to say. I'm like, yeah, the weather's nice, and a lot of the other people who've moved here from where you're from really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So you probably will, too.
And what you're not saying is there's this kind of a psychic miasma you're about to enter into that you can't understand and won't, but you will just be in it, and that's what living in L.A. is all about.
If I had thought of that, I would have just said that.
Oh, would you have?
Yeah, it's not that I'm not saying that.
What did you say? Psychic miasma?
Miasma.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
I don't know what that is.
That's one of those that's one of them semicolon words.
Sounds like a cat orgasm.
I bet if you looked it up, it doesn't mean anything. But I just meant it as like when you're just having, this is the kind of place where you, if you are a certain kind of person, you will doubt everything about yourself.
Oh, I'm that kind of person.
Yeah, I think most people are, unless you're a sociopath.
I just refer to it as negative ions.
That's what people on the West Side do.
I just call it rods and cones firing. That's your eyes. I like San Franny. I did my comedy album there, and I found that that city is very, of course, liberal, which I like. Mm-hmm. I'm a liberal person. I like when people are open-minded, but I felt like during a lot of jokes there, I would get groans.
Yeah.
If something was even touching on something that you know, liberal folks are known are supposed to be a trigger, to where they're reacting and kind of being close-minded as a result.
Yeah.
So they're so liberal, they're being conservative.
I see that happening, where it's a lot of, like, it's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater kind of thing.
Right.
There's no attention to context sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you're talking about this at all, so it must be in a way that it's going to offend my sensibilities.
Exactly.
Because comedians are patently offensive or something.
And also those people that have assigned themselves to be the police of everybody else.
Yeah.
There's lots of police people up there that are like, oh, you clearly don't know that that's not the way we do it here.
Yeah.
Right. And then, if you do a show of hands here, who here likes San Francisco? Everyone's like, yay, because the houses and it's pretty and there's public transit.
Yeah.
And people are nice. But if you go there, they're like, boo, we hate L.A.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
It's because L.A. doesn't give a shit about San Francisco.
Yeah, I guess.
And San Francisco, like when I lived there, everyone feared living there. There's a lot of fear involved, at least for me. But then it's also the thing of, they're so superficial and this and this and this. And it's like, well, basically it's like trying to say the big leagues in baseball are using you or whatever.
Are you talking about the one-way rivalry between?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got lost for a second. But I totally see that for sure.
Yeah, yeah. There's a one-way rivalry.
But I don't know. It's weird. Comedically, I feel like I've been having to adjust. Because audiences are a lot more patient up there, though, for sure.
Yeah. I think you'll find, while you're in New York, patience will be given to you.
Yeah.
And you'll love it.
But, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to, you know, I want to be good performing in both kinds of places.
Well, yeah, none of these shitholes are Boise, Idaho. That's the best place you could ever tell jokes.
Is that true?
B-Town.
Why?
I used to like, I don't know. I'm kind of kidding, but there are random little non-city spots that are really terrific to perform at. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
B-town.
I'm defending the old road.
Bloomington is really fun.
Yeah.
In a smaller town. But I mean, those are like college places.
Yeah, yeah. So. Madison is one of my favorite places. Yeah. It's just like, look at all these happy young people that are like the people I grew up around being a Montana person.
Yeah. Every show I've ever done in Canada has been incredible.
Isn't Canada just a great country?
The fucking greatest.
What
they
do you
really...
think of Canada, Chris?
I've never been.
You gotta go to Canada.
I would really like to go. I feel like I'm gonna have some trouble though. I got a DUI like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're pretty strict on that, but I think
after 7 years, doesn't it kind of
go
away?
I think there's a old time lapse thing.
Well, glad I made that public. Jesus.
You didn't need to.
Edit.
Oh, no, should we tell them about all our Canadian fans?
Let's tell them about all the times we've been in jail.
We keep getting tweeted by their border patrol. So don't bother going now. They heard
oh,
you.
Oh, God.
Darn it.
Bit huge fans of the border.
I love just the border.
I'd love any kind of boundary. Anytime there's an imaginary line and I shouldn't cross it. I love it.
Did you get your blood pumping?
Yeah.
Get adrenaline. Into it.
Yeah. Oh, that line? You mean the one that decides which one of us is mice and which is men? And then I usually don't cross it.
Good.
I like to hop back and forth between the two and go, I'm a mice man. I mean, I'm a mouse man.
What if I don't want to decide between those and I'm a bunny rabbit? And then you just hop around.
That's kind of like, or like a kangaroo would be like between the two, right? That kind of looks like a mouse, looks like a man.
And you were shaking your head. No. You didn't like my bunny rabbit. Oh.
That's why I can't be in an improv class. So much negation.
Yeah, you do know and me quite a bit. To know
I like,
and.
I'm mice
no,
man.
Actually.
I was thinking of mice man as a phrase. I liked it. There's something mice about man. It that's super appealing. He's a plural singular.
Yes.
It's good. Like, he's got a lot of mice on him.
Oh, that would be cool. Because everyone else was just thinking of a guy in a suit that just had whiskers and...
Not me! I'm super different!
A man... I'm a mouse man, and he's covered in mice. A man made of mice.
Ooh, well, because it was I'm a
like
mice
like a rat
man.
King.
Yes!
Yeah.
Do you know what a rat king is? You might see a rat king while you're in New York.
What?
I hope so. I honestly get so excited when I see... rats in the subway.
Right?
Because I'm like, it's really real.
This is
New York is real.
All those movies I saw are real.
Yeah.
A rat king is when a bunch of rats get tangled up in each other. You've never heard of that?
No, by their tails?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they get all stuck together.
And then it forms a larger, like a transformer.
It forms into the shape of one big mouth.
Like a...
one big rat.
I forget his... a transformer name. He's made up of many robots. Oh, nuts.
Chris?
But that would be the
did
mouse.
Did you watch Transformers?
No. Mm.
It turns out none of us did. I respect everyone in the car for not knowing.
Optimus Prime?
Oh, that is. It is Optimus Prime.
Is
thank
it?
You. Yeah. He's like, he is a robot that is comprised of other robots with their own personalities. But then they get together and they fight the Decepticons as one unit. And together they can turn into a semi-truck written by a genius.
boy stuff is so dumb.
Isn't
I was
it
more
dumb?
Into the rats. This is the story about rats.
Rats forming into one big rat.
I think the time I lived in Texas and then I would see many armadillos and possums. And possums look a lot like a giant rat. So then when you go to New York and you finally see a big one scurrying on the tracks, it's not as impressive because...
Hey, little feller.
Yeah, hey, you're the same guy that's been digging in my plum garden.
You're no armadillo.
Oh, yeah, last time I was in New York, there was a rat on the subway platform terrorizing people. And it was summertime, so people were in flip-flops and stuff, just freaking the fuck out, running away from this rat. And my friend and I were... watching and, you know, kind of amused at what was going on. And then I'm looking at my friend, we're talking about it, and he screamed in my face and it scared me so bad I just screamed back, and it turned out that the rat had like run across his feet as we were talking about other people like encountering this rat.
Then it happened to him.
Yeah, it happened
it's
to
so
us.
It's so easy to point the finger.
Yeah, I know.
I And before Karen tells her rat story, I'll tell mine. It was Halloween. Halloween had happened maybe 2 weeks prior, and I had this jack-o'-lantern that I had carved, and it was just droopy and rotten.
Ready for fucking.
It was ready to just American pie my dick into.
No.
Jack.
Well, you... Oh,
lantern.
That's why you love Halloween so much.
And I have a black cat, and my black cat was standing there. And this is all stuff that you see on a Halloween greeting card. I went to pick up the jack-o'-lantern. It's like, well, time to put it in the trash. And my fingers just sunk into the side of it, a lot like my dick would have.
Yeah.
All right. We high-fived. and it ripped open, and there was a fucking mouse in there.
Oh.
And he went...
And the mouse was having a birthday party?
No, but he was wearing a hat, because as he propped up, he was wearing the top of the pumpkin, like a little jack-o'-lantern top hat.
And then it said, "Happy birthday, grandson."
And right then, my cat was like, "Rat!" And he jumped, a black cat jumped in the air and silhouetted in front of the moon with a perfect arched back.
Yeah.
Also seen on Halloween cards.
How much of the story was true and false?
My cat, okay. What is true is the mouse was inside there. It was not true that the jack-o'-lantern was being worn like part of a hat. Okay. It is true that the cat leapt into the air. It is not true that he froze in front of the moon, causing a silhouette that beckoned Batman. Batman? Fuck. Who's Batman?
There's a really good chance that both of us, every podcast, have strokes.
I think I'm having the heat variety right now.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Why am I wearing layers?
You always do.
Anyway, the mouse scared me and it scared the cat. I just like it when cats react in a human way to something. The one time my cat walked through a spider web and then he stopped and he's like, ah! And he was like looking at his paw to see if the spider web was on him. Which proved that he's scared of spiders, and I miss that cat so much.
Yeah. My cat Angus, who's also dead... we used to have a trick, like a dog trick. He would sit down, and if I got a certain distance away from him and pointed at him, he would meow.
Oh, wow.
And he was hilarious. He was so not like a cat.
That's like a dog style trick.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And it was a trick that he showed me he could do. Like, I one time was like, stop doing that, and pointed at him, and he meowed back like he was sassing me.
Oh, wow.
This is the dumbest story I've ever told.
Wait, so you turned it into you turned his bad behavior into a game?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
And then we'd literally at parties be like, come in here, I have to show you this thing. Oh, it's so terrible. And then he died.
I didn't want everyone to think my cat's dead. He just is in Montana. He's retired at my...
That's your cat that has feline AIDS,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, AIDS. Cat AIDS.
Wait, is he really in Montana?
Yeah, I flew him on an airplane.
That sounds like a thing that, like, a parent would tell their kid.
He went to
dead
Montana.
Ass cat.
He lives on a farm now.
Big ranch in Montana. Can we go to Montana? No, there's no way to get there.
Sorry.
It's all rural.
You'll go there one day.
We all will.
That's how everyone, if they're like kind of agnostic, just tell your kid one day they go to Montana and die.
Yeah. It's weird to think that your cat, Angus, is a loser.
Yeah. Also. Oh. He's such a loser.
Mine's not a loser yet.
Not yet.
He's just really, really skinny and weak.
We're all losing, though, you know, every day.
We lose every day. That's why we have to live.
I think we know what the tagline of this episode's going to be.
Fuck off, loser.
Yeah.
Kurt Vonnegut, you dead bitch.
There's so many possibilities. Chris, when you go to New York...
One second. Do you think it's indicative of stand-up temperament to only, like, quote yourself in the tagline of what the episode will be?
Yes. You mean, like, we all pick our own lines?
Yeah, we're like, what was my best thing that I said?
Let's see. What was the best thing that
Kurt
happened?
Vonnegut
it was
thing.
Definitely something I said.
I don't know what these other guys said. Something AIDS, something.
I liked
something.
It when I said Batman or Backman.
Backman.
Instead of Batman.
Backman, yeah. A great night out for you in New York. What is it? You're up till 4,
ugh,
then you get a slice,
yuck,
then you drink 25 beers.
What is this, the intro to Louis?
That's what I wanted to say.
Fuck. You got me.
I was going to say another thing from the intro.
you stand in, at the Comedy Cellar doing a set and touching the back wall with your hand.
Yeah.
You let Todd Barry be grumpy in a scene. Yeah,
weird.
That's right. Calling people out.
Fuck. By name.
Sometimes Todd Barry's grumpy. And he's sometimes on Louie.
Tell me about what you're looking forward to going to that city. That's the question I'm trying to get at.
I'm trying to figure out what to do. I want to do a lot of stuff in the daytime because I stopped drinking since last time I went there. So like going out at night is not as enticing anymore.
Because of that DUI?
No, that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I stopped drinking like a year and a half ago.
Sorry, I got the little, details.
I appreciate it. But now I'll have to edit that out, too.
No, I'm glad you quit drinking.
That's a theme.
Well, then go to the park. It's not overrated, Central Park. I think it's kind of cool that it's there. It's really...
I don't know. I just have a bunch of friends that I want to see. I have friends that are visiting while I'm out there, which is great. Also convenient for me.
Yep.
I'm excited to do all the shows that I'm doing. And I just hope I get mugged.
Yeah, you won't. It's so nice there now.
Boring.
I like new experiences, and I've never been stabbed.
Well, then take the train to 106th Street.
Is that the L? I don't know. I like to pretend I know. Oh, on 38th and 39th? That corner? Avenue and Street, not Boulevard and... Whatever.
I really... When I lived there, which was a couple of years ago, and for a short amount of time, but I just love that city so much.
Yeah.
It feels like fun things are happening when nothing's happening at all.
Yeah.
Right. Which is the opposite of LA.
It's just a bunch of people rushing to grab groceries at the last minute, but it just, if you glance over at them, they're all solving crimes.
You're like, Broadway, Broadway. But you're just at CVS.
Last time I went there, there was a line to get into Trader Joe's with a one in, one out policy, a bouncer.
Wow.
I wasn't trying to go to Trader Joe's, but I saw that.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't, amazing. My goal in
New York. Know what? I've heard that about Trader Joe's there. That's, a common thing that you saw.
That's so weird.
One in, one out. Yeah, it's a lot like Thunderdome.
It makes me feel so ashamed to go there.
What's that?
It makes me feel so ashamed that I shop there.
Oh, no, God, Trader Joe's.
It just feels like a cult, you know? I mean, it already feels like that.
Everyone there's happy and wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. It smells weird.
What's the thing you always get, the Trader Joe's item made by Trader Joe's that you always get? Like some kind of an empanada or...
I actually eat pretty boring at Trader Joe's. It's always raw, unsalted nuts.
You fucking hippie.
Yeah. It's never really it's not fun snacks anymore. Oh, you know what, though? There's these rosemary raisin crackers. That are
that sounds terrible.
They sound bad, but it's hard to eat not a whole box in one sitting.
Wow.
They're really tread the line between sweet and savory.
Ah.
They're so fucking good.
That's a line I do like to cross.
That's a border I am familiar with.
Sweet and savory state line.
I will go into mice territory.
I'm sheriff of both these counties. Right?
Raisins and rosemary sounds like...
Yeah,
you want stuffed quail, but you don't want to deal with the bird itself. Here's all the shit you love.
Is it raisin flavored or is there raisins in it?
There's little raisins.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we need to have a Trader Joe's My Favorite Item party. That'd be fun, and that's all that's there.
They're so good.
Then you have to defend what you brought.
I'm looking at pictures right now, and...
You are? You're looking at...
My mouth is watering, so... I think you got to give them a chance.
Okay.
Karen.
But you have pictures of those crackers on your phone.
He just brought them up. They're JPEGs.
Yeah. They're GIFs, actually.
Animated GIFs.
It's you really fast eating 25 of those crackers.
It's hilarious. A time lapse of them being baked into perfection.
By little Keebler elves that used to work for Keebler, but now they work for Trader Joe's.
I think they still probably work for Keebler, and then Trader Joe's buys a bulk amount and then relabels them, right?
That's their trick.
That is what they do, right?
They do that with tequila and stuff. You you can get
tequila.
They do that with their tequila.
I sincerely did that, but that is like a real morning radio thing to do, I guess.
Tequila?
Yeah, just like, yo, what's the relevant sort of cultural reference to that?
Yeah.
Funny. Oh, you said tequila?
Tequila.
Tequila. From this point forward, let's act like we have a little sample button for those moments.
Oh, I'm so glad we're close to the airport.
Yay! Woo! Stalker. All right. Wait, why is that guy selling flowers? Is it a holiday coming up? Or is it just a
holiday?
Yeah, there we go.
Celebrate good times.
Wrong
Come
song.
On.
It's a different song. On purpose.
Sorry.
You can't celebrate a holiday, Karen, for fuck's sake.
Come on. Good times.
Oh, that didn't get enough laughs right now. Celebrate good time. Wrong song. Oh, God. Why is that what I enjoy at age 40 almost?
It's always fun to shit on your friends.
It is.
We're friends?
Chris, not only are we friends, but I would like to brag that Chris is one of my first and real Twitter friends.
Yeah.
We met on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
You got me breakfast.
Other people I knew followed him, and your picture got me. Your picture sold me outright.
Okay.
His picture is this weird thing. It's so crazy. Like, all your hair is brushed down
it's
forward.
It's a picture of me, Karen.
But you look all, like, your eyes are half
yeah,
closed.
Yeah, but you look like a weird
I was actually
thing.
Singing in that photo.
Were you really?
Yeah, I'm in a photo booth in Berlin, not bragging. And I was singing a Temptation song. And I just had it take pictures of me while I was singing.
Ooh, you look like, ooh.
I was really feeling it.
And then you did something about a guy on a motorcycle peeling out that made me laugh.
Yeah.
And then we just were friends on Twitter, and then when you came here...
You took me out to breakfast.
I took you to breakfast. And
I had fried chicken and waffles.
You did so many bits with your face to me. It was so enjoyable.
Yeah, I kept pretending to have trouble finding the straw in my drink without looking at it.
A classic.
Like a lot of times.
Yep.
And actually, I remember this. At the time, you were like... I was about to start working on the pilot for the show, and you were like... I'm a big fan of Pete's. If anything ever opens up, let me know. And it's really interesting that you wound up, became full circle and
but
wound up working
did.
On the show.
I know. That was actually very exciting to me because I went to, you got me into that pilot taping that I went to. I think Matt Knudsen was with me.
Uh-huh.
And who we saw last night. And,
did.
And I watched that thing and I was like, oh, I want to be on this so bad. This is all, I know all these things. This is what I do. And this is what I know how to do. And then like a year later, my agent's like, hey, do you want to go in for the Pete Holmes show? And I was just like, the secret. Even though I didn't make a vision board or try at all, I just was like, I want that one time.
I keep imagining Chris doing that straw thing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I didn't work on the Pete Holmes show. So
Did you feel alienated just now?
Well, I mean, you guys could talk about stuff I like.
We already talked about mice men.
Okay. My brother-in-law is a fireman, and he went to a wedding, like, in Washington somewhere, and one of the Foo Fighters was there. I think the least popular, the one that's always smiling in their videos.
Bass player.
And my brother-in-law went up and said, hey, you're a Foo Fighter, I'm a firefighter. And the guy, he was just staring at him, and then he tried to do that thing with the straw. Where he wasn't looking at it, but it went up his nose so badly that when he pulled it out, it started bleeding.
Oh, shit.
And then the Foo Fighter guy's like, oh, wow, you're bleeding. And he ran to get napkins. He was like first responder or whatever. He like gave him napkins.
Who's a firefighter now?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. Who's a firefighter now, bitch? That's what he said.
That's embarrassing.
Come on, baby,
do you need
light
to tell my
fire.
Good girl story now?
I just did a song sample.
What happened?
Sorry.
Did you say a songscape?
A songscape. I pushed another songscape.
Do you want me to tell my Dave Grohl story?
Yeah, I do. I do. I really do.
I find that on podcasts, if you ask permission to tell stories, it really gums up the rhythm. so that's what I do all the time.
Yeah, force that bit.
When I... when I worked on the Whitney Cummings talk show, Love You Mean It.
Not bragging. Go ahead.
E! Network.
Bigger brag than Berlin.
Oh, wow.
Beating Berlin. Dave Grohl was co-hosting or was guest hosting Chelsea Lately. So he was upstairs writing with the writers, and he came down to say hi to Whitney because they're friends. Mm-hmm. And he walked into our writer's room and looked around and said hi to everybody. And then he looked at me and goes, "It's you." And I was like just staring at him, and he goes, "It's you, the girl with the thing," doing a guitar gesture.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And come to find out, I literally got dizzy because, like, Nirvana was a very big deal to me.
Of
I was
course.
Completely in that
He's the rock.
Generation.
He was like 18. Everyone worships Dave.
I am still hoping they'll do a reunion tour.
He's amazing. He's amazing, and he's more amazing in real life.
Yeah, only when he recognizes you.
Ooh, yeah, it's pretty good. Shit, was I supposed to get in there? Yeah, I was.
We're lost.
She's
thinking about Dave Grohl. She's thinking about Dave Grohl. We're lost.
We're lost. It's over.
She's driving directly to Dave Grohl's beach house.
If you're listening to this next week, I'm still in LA. Don't go to my shows in New York.
Do not go
canceled,
to Cabin.
Everything's canceled. Everything's ruined.
Do not go to a few times to UCB East.
Yeah. Wait, so he... What was the rest of the story?
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I feel stupid for telling it. No. No, he just recognized he apparently.
Sorry, we made
fighters,
you bring it up.
Because you always think things are going to work out, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you hope they do. And
Pete Holmes show.
Sometimes, more importantly, Karen, they don't.
And sometimes you know enough to bail.
That's why you got to live,
anyway,
live.
Karen.
Wait, go ahead, please.
No, I don't.
Come on.
This is a loving.
Come on, we all want to hear the rest
this
of the story.
On the Foo Fighters tour bus, they used to watch the Girls Guitar Club short film. And
oh,
that's
wow.
what he recognized me from.
That's funny because I saw that short film in the green room at the Laugh Stop in like 2002.
Before we knew each other?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there you go.
The fucking Mark Babbitt. God bless that man.
Yeah.
He did a lot for me. And
God rest his soul. He also...
He's in Montana now.
Celebrity copies, but he is...
We had to put him down in Montana. Yeah. It's not true.
I don't know who he is. Also, if he books shows, I would love to perform at.
I think he's in the hotel business now. Go ahead and talk shit.
If he books hotel rooms, I would love to stay in a hotel at any point.
I think he repairs them. Last time I was with him, he's like, kind of out of the comedy business. Biscuits. And I looked back, and he had like grout and some wall siding for a hotel room. So he was deep in the hotel biz.
Yeah, he's making it work.
Once you have pieces of hotel in your back seat, you know you're not getting out. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Karen, I'm sorry about the Dave Grohl.
No. I'm sorry. That was all on me. There's nothing worse than trying to do a brag and just having it flop there.
Look, a pimp man.
Where?
He was in
that white
he
BMW.
Was in a tall BMW with those thin chariot wheels, which is my favorite lowrider wheel.
Yeah.
It's
those
like,
cool.
I'm a, yes.
What is this? Derek's Jamaican food?
Yeah. You know Derek, man. Bro.
No, I'm not in exile from my regular country. I did not break the law.
My name is Derek Johnson. Bought this from I'm from Wisconsin. I'm sorry, you guys. My throat gets sore when I do that voice.
Mine sounded like Dracula, I thought. My name is Derek Johnson. Big up.
One order of jerk chicken. Mine, and then we're good. We're no Danny Gans in this car. I'll tell you that right now.
You mean with celebrity copies?
You say do a Jamaican guy. He says which village?
Oh my!
Yeah,
God.
He was amazing. Gans.
That's like that Audrey Hepburn movie. I can't remember.
Did I also mention that he sang as different people?
Danny Gans?
He was a dance man. He did dance numbers.
No.
He was such a good dancer that on its own that could have been a Vegas spotlighted thing.
So full of shit, aren't you?
Go to his website. When you go to his website, I was going to it because for a while I was obsessed with him. And then he died and then I felt sad. But
obsession over.
Another
not
line cruel crossed.
Anymore.
But he did have the cursor. If you went over the little Austin Powers guy, he did. It would go, yeah, baby, and And so you could do it over and over. And that was not that long ago. Did a little Austin Powers.
There's no real way to add a morning radio thing to that.
No, there
it's already baked in.
Honk, honk.
Look at that cute family.
Look at that perfect family. That's what I was staring at.
Where?
There are three kids and the mom and the dad, and they're all about to walk that baby.
And they're all, they're all.
You guys, you know what?
Yay.
Okay, that's not appropriate.
Honking at a family.
It was a supportive honk of we love your family.
Yeah, but there's some other elements you didn't mention, and it's a little weird.
What?
No one has to know.
There are what elements?
No one in that family had both arms. No, I'm just kidding.
All single arm. It was a single arm family. Very common these days in America.
Oh, man.
Chris, maybe you could do a brag right now.
Yeah. Other than all of your stories of Berlin.
Yeah, what's a good celebrity brag that you have?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any.
Well, great having you.
Everyone's got one or two brags.
Well, I mean, I've seen how those kind of things can work out if you try to brag about a celebrity thing.
Oh.
And
between you and I, Chris, was your example fairly recent?
Yeah, it was quite recent.
Yeah.
And
I think I know which one you're talking about.
You know, you learn by seeing someone get burned.
Shit.
That's what my mama always said.
Mama always said.
She died in a fire.
Oh, loser.
She said that as she was dying.
Like that?
I spent the night at Danny DeVito's house.
What? No!
Twice.
What?
Two different houses.
No!
Yeah. His regular house and his beach house in Malibu.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
I love a nice beach house in Malibu. Was that the best?
It was, but there was an ordeal before where a friend of mine got arrested on the way there.
Oh.
And so I had to find other people to like pick up his car and drive me the rest of the way, and then I was just like on the phone with him figuring out like jail stuff.
Oh wow.
So I was like, what he got arrested for?
Drug possession.
Shit.
He had like a secret little problem that nobody knew about.
Oh.
And so I was like on the phone like in hysterics for most of the night, and then after I got off the phone with him, I like just got super wasted and spent the night at Danny's house. Yeah, kick it. But they he had like paraphernalia and stuff that the cops decided to not take as evidence. And they were like, okay, put that stuff back in the trunk of the car and, you know, get rid of it when you get to where you're going. And I was like, I don't really want to touch any of this stuff or have anything to do with it. And they were like, just do it. And I forgot about it. And then the next morning I had to throw all these, like, drug bags and, like, crack pipes into Danny DeVito's trash
can. That's a weird thing for them to demand of you. We don't have room in our storage locker of drug stuff.
Well, it's because they were going to excuse it. It was, like, empty bags. So they were like, if there was drugs in any of these, there's so many of them that you go to jail with possession with intent to distribute.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. But,
are you still friends with that guy, or is he in rehab?
He's gotten his stuff together.
Oh, good.
So
he's
doing better,
yeah. I know. I did not like where your tone was.
He is in Montana.
Oh, no. Not Montana. No,
he's a winner. He's a winner.
Please, at least tell me it's in the Rocky Mountains. See, I'm the guy that forgets. Never mind.
What, where Montana is?
No, that everyone in this car is against me.
Are the Rockies in Montana?
Yeah.
See, I think that was the problem.
They go through the western edge.
It was like a geographical issue.
There's a little beautiful movie that is a great story called A River Runs Through It.
Oh, I've seen it.
That was shot in my town.
Are you kidding me?
He was a preacher at the church where I used to pretend to believe, and I was a youth group leader at. And
uh-oh.
Tom Skerritt was a lot like the real pastor there.
Hmm.
The overachieving non-believer. Youth group leader.
Oh, it was a good... Well, not a leader. I mean, the kids looked up to me. I think they put me in some sort of a leadership position.
Okay, celebrity brag number three coming in
hot. We went on a few trips. We went to Toronto once. We went to the mall up there. And,
wow, and that takes care of my Berlin, so.
Yeah, done.
Okay, one for Dave Grohl and one for Berlin.
Oh, we
shots fired.
Build that one wall in Mexico.
Wow, border, even killing your own references here.
Yes, yes. But I think it's what we did in Washington State where
we just had a free one.
Convert.
Just tossing them out.
There's these guys that were out of prison up at a beautiful...
Helping the those in need. Oh, my God.
But we were supposed to scare them with... They were like, oh, we'll have kids visit them and talk about the Bible. And I'd never read the Bible before.
You had to scare straight the prisoners?
Yeah, yeah. So they were like...
Role reversal. Motherfucker.
No, the kids, right? Not yeah. the prisoner.
No, there's like, no.
You could end up like these kids.
Yeah.
In this boring church group.
Yeah.
That'd be so great.
If you get your shit too far together.
Sorry, sorry.
How dare you, boring.
Sorry.
We listened to Chili Peppers and we...
Ugh. Ooh, the Peps.
So torturous, horrifying.
Not at the time, it
was a wasn't. Nightmare.
In retrospect, yes, but at the time, it was some funky shit.
Hey, is that the new Chili Peppers? I think I'm gonna stay in prison.
You know what? I'm gonna go straight to solitary confinement.
Huh? Regular life is a prison too.
Prisons are everywhere.
Well, but more of an ear prison with a lot of bass guitar.
Well, I already got my bunk set up, so I think I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I'll stay here. It's more comfortable, peaceful.
Okay, I didn't make a difference.
You turned those kids onto the Peps, bro. You did make a difference.
Yep.
That's right. Peps.
The other day, I had nothing to do at work, and I watched a long segment of a bass tutorial. That was just Flea.
Oh, wow.
Oh, a lot of slapping.
It was like from square one about bass. So I don't even know if we got really to slapping yet.
That's so great. Are you trying to learn bass guitar?
And I don't think he slaps. I think he plucks, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's not a slapper.
Who cares about the bass? Oh, you do.
Oh. I have a guitar.
Really?
I have two guitars.
Really? Is one a regular guitar and one a bass guitar?
One is an acoustic, one is electric.
Oh, wow.
And then you have a bass?
Oh, my God. I love that sound so much, and I can't do it. It really bums me out. Pete is really good at it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. It really... I'm so jealous. I wish that I could do it, and I don't have
that's
any
like
idea
how. It's
like
a fuzz amp, right? It's the...
Yeah.
I learned this from Danny Gans. This is a trumpet.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, God.
Talents live on.
Even though his body is in Montana.
The Danny Gans references are just... You can't be faking this. You're a real fan of his.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. I like it.
Vegas came up. Vegas, Danny, they're synonymous.
When you first started talking about Danny Gans, I thought you were totally lying. And I was like, well, how far can he go with it? I mean...
All the way to the end of the podcast. We're pulling into the airport just now.
Yes. We are pulling into LAX.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're going through past these...
Is that Jurassic Park?
That was pretty good.
That was a clarinet.
Oh.
A clarinet with lips. Sounds like an elderly chicken from the Muppets, but it's a clarinet.
I love that song. Anytime I hear that song, I really get very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good song.
Nostalgic. Everything's fun.
It makes you want to put...
What airline you on?
Yeah, it makes me want to applaud.
You
Virgin.
Mean applaud?
No, no. You know, like plodding along. Sort of like...
Oh, okay. I thought you meant plod against someone. You guys, do you know his airline?
And he just said it.
Oh, word is not part of my vocabulary.
Ooh, I get it.
Chris was supposed to. He didn't. I went.
He won't high five you on not being a virgin.
That I'm not a virgin. No, he did. He did. He gave me a little one. That's right. Lots of use of my dick getting people.
You went into Chili Pepper sound.
Yeah.
During that.
Bow, 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 California
in
pussy.
My dick getting people.
And then I'm gonna sing.
Oh, torture.
I used to have a Chili Pepper sticker on my Ford Escort that was the entire back window. I used to get pulled over.
I thought you were going to say it's the entire band.
They're all standing there in nice suits.
Their faces. It was Flea.
Wait, you used to get pulled
Anthony,
over?
Will Ferrell.
High five by the cops.
Yeah.
The other guy.
No, they would pull me over and say, that sticker's taking up too much of your rear view. And I'm like, I'll peel it off, sir. In a town of 60,000, I didn't give a fuck, and I kept it on.
Yeah.
Because it's the Peps.
Did you see that? Was it Seth Meyers or Fallon? They did the drum off.
Yeah, that was fun. I actually thoroughly enjoyed that. And because, you know, I like comedy.
And I just like drums. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, where's
get these dudes
in?
Going just together. Polyrhythmic shit.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, they look alike, though.
It was Will Ferrell.
Because they
the
look
drummer.
The same.
Oh, I see.
Chad.
And they dressed the same.
They really looked a lot alike.
They do look alike.
It was
lot
very
alike.
Funny. It was hard not to very much think it was funny. And
yeah,
I'm not,
Karen.
I'm not a big Will Ferrell guy. I used to get chastised.
Does he listen to this?
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Ooh. He was our first subscriber. Ooh, but what ofs?
Bye,
we don't
Will.
Give a fuck.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's how we are.
Yeah. This isn't a funny or die thing where you can just say no and get rid of it because we are here to stay.
Guns
yeah.
blazing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, Odin's part of funny or die. That's why I said that.
That's right.
Yep. Not just bringing funny or die into it, but clarifying the connection between the two in the interest of insulting Will Ferrell.
That's right.
Comedy is clarity.
I show my work.
Is Virgin Atlantic what we're looking for?
It's Virgin America.
Okay.
Ah.
Atlantic is for the British people.
Is that true?
You know, I went to England aww. 1 month ago, Chris, there.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. I was in Buxton, and then...
And Brixton.
Brixton, and then Westchestershire. That's in the UK, part of Great Britain, but mostly Britain and also in the United Kingdom. Those are all... When I was there, because I really was there.
Okay, there we go. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
He was just looking for an American voice to tell him what was really happening.
My British voice is a liar. My American voice is...
Buxton.
And I didn't know the difference between Great Britain and the United Kingdom. And there isn't a difference as far as I learned.
Go ahead, superstar.
Oh? Yeah. Did why don't you get more family members tattooed on your elbow?
Oh, shit.
Yeah! This is my Montana arm.
Did you get in trouble because of the Great Britain-UK thing?
No, I did ask it hesitantly. I almost got in trouble when I said...
Well, what's the difference?
You guys, how's a pound different from a quid? And there is no difference, by the way. But yeah, United Kingdom... You would think, but Great Britain, same thing. If someone disagrees with me, go ahead and tweet at us.
What is the difference?
Maybe Scotland is involved with the United Kingdom, and Great Britain is just the England part.
It's just England?
Yeah.
Oh, so Great Britain is like a masturbatory thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're Britain, and we're great.
Yeah, yeah. And United Kingdom is like what you say when you're wearing a suit and not jerking off.
Right. I just got back into this conversation. That brought me back in.
You literally... Ooh, yeah. Are we that... Is this not fun for you, Karen? Do you have a date?
This man putting his arm out, his tattooed arm out with his slicked back hair to stop me Dad? Instead of like going, can I get in? But instead of like, here, let me in because it's me with the tattooed
so,
arm.
So this is about
I've been
Karen.
Stewing this
she's
whole
attracted
time.
To him. Gotcha. Karen likes a rebel.
I do. And I hate him for... I hate him for being so beautiful
and
in this white van.
Even more attractive to you about him, isn't it?
That he bossed me around. Oh.
And his I love... A slightly larger vehicle than mine sticker.
Oh, if you could see the sticker, I'll describe it. It says, I heart, and there's a picture of a school bus. And this guy's driving a white van.
Conversion van.
Oh, that's so great.
God damn it.
God, Chris, you're all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, it's hot.
It's hot as fuck. Turn it up, yeah. I can turn down the mic that is aimed exactly at the thing. It doesn't matter. We have the sights and sounds of the road.
It's so true. We should roll our windows down. Chris?
You wanna? I don't care. I ain't afraid of it.
What's no, ghost.
Oh, jackhammer.
Chris, what? When's your birthday?
August 1st.
August 1st. So you're a Leo.
Yes, I am. Do you know anything about that?
My sister's a Leo.
My sister's
really,
a Leo.
Really bossy, really large and in charge.
My sister
wouldn't let me into her room.
Really? Mine.
That's what you guys are like.
My sister's a Leo, and she would totally. Thank God she let me into her room. Taught me all about music, and even in their 20s, you know, she's older than me. We'd like sleep in the same bed on Christmas Eve, so we could wake up. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us. Sorry.
I was gonna do that. Yeah. What? Wait, so I'm like your sister?
Oh, Virgin America.
You're like my sister. Her sister's bossy.
Yes, Virgin America.
Virgin America.
Well, whose sister am I like? Before I get out, I want to know.
I feel like, no, I don't think you're like my sister. I don't really believe in horoscopes. I just like to think about...
Oh, I like to think about it, too.
I like to think about people.
Because it hurts my feelings.
It does, to be a Leo?
Well, sometimes it does. I'm like, oh, that is like me. I gotta change or whatever.
Yeah.
And those are the times where I'm like, this stuff is true.
Right.
When they're like, you're confident and self-assured. I'm like, this stuff's bullshit.
This is not true.
Right.
This is for goofballs.
But if it's you have trouble organizing things and you need to make more lists.
I read this book that was like the secret language of birthdays.
Yep.
And it tells you, it's not even your sign. It's specifically your actual birth date. And it was like... You don't feel comfortable being a leader or a follower, so you're just kind of stuck in life.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, my God.
We're back.
I got to get this book. Yeah, I definitely feel
like that. Again.
Because I have both of those books. I have the secret language of birthdays and the secret language of relationships.
Yeah.
Where you can look the person that you like, you can look up their birthday and your birthday and see if you're a match.
Yeah.
It's such bullshit, but it's just fun and dumb.
Yeah, it's fun.
Where you're like...
But I don't like the fun part. I'm like... Tell me why I'm bad and wrong.
Fix me with things I don't need fixing. Oh, there's my brush.
Here we are. There is your brush. Curbside, like you left it. What do you mean I can't hold this as a carry-on?
Well, fine. I'll just throw it in the street.
Goodbye, brush.
Chris, you're great.
This was great. Thank you, everybody.
Trip. Yeah,
yeah.
Long trip. You have everything you need?
Nonstop, baby.
Yeah.
Want to plug anything? You're going to be in New York and
I'll be in New York until July 5th. So even when this comes out, I still have a bunch of shows coming up.
Great.
People could just go to your website or maybe your Twitter.
Yes, my website thisischristhayer.com or on Twitter at @ChrisThayerSays. And that's it.
That sounds great.
That's it. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks.
Bye, right. Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Then you throw that down.
Oh, and that's been another episode. Do you want another episode?
That's been another episode of
Do You Need a Ride?
Do You Need a
Ride? YNAR.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Annalise Nelson.
Mixed by Edson Choi.
Our talent booker is Patrick Kottner.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's DYNAR Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the ExactlyRightStore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.